Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today on the Private Officer News Radio Network. We're certainly glad that you're here with us, and we're excited to be on the air once again ourselves after a long absence. We're glad to be on the internet radio today, broadcasting live from our offices. And it's a rainy, soggy day here, but nonetheless, we're going to get down to business here. Private Officer International Association of Private Security and Law Enforcement Officers welcomes each and every one of you today to our show. You'll be happy to know that our show will be broadcast live Wednesdays and Sundays at 4 p.m. That's 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and for those of you over on the West Coast, I believe that's going to be around 1 p.m. We'll be live to you every Wednesday and Sunday at 4 p.m., and you'll also be happy to know that you'll be able to listen to us at any time, day or night, wherever you are, on a podcast. We'll also be streaming it live on our website, www.privateofficer.com. Like I was saying, we're glad that you're here. I'm your radio host today and every day. My name is Rick McCann, and I'm the founder and executive director for Private Officer International. We're going to have a lot of fun today in this sort of inaugural show. And each time that we're on air, we're going to be able to discuss many different areas of interest to those of you who are working in private security, law enforcement, and those general public who take an interest in legal issues and the crime world around you. The way the show will work is that we're going to start off each segment with the security news and crime news making headlines across the internet, across the media realm. And then we're going to discuss what's going on in the Private Officer International offices and the association for those of you who may be members or may be interested in becoming members, so that you'll understand what the excitement is all about in the fastest growing international security organization on this earth. We'll also be discussing many different exciting things happening within the association. And a program note here: on Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the show, because on Sunday's show, we will be talking about Officer Down. Officer Down, the private officers across this nation being killed in record numbers this year, and those being injured. We'll be talking about how you can help them, how you can become actively involved in assisting the families of those who have been killed in the line of duty, as well as participating in a project that we are excited about, and that is the Memorial Wall. And we'll be telling you much more about that in Sunday's show. We'll also be talking about the memorial page that we have on our website at www.privateofficer.com, which we update as soon as we're aware that a security officer, campus officer, or anyone working in the security profession has been killed in the line of duty. We update that immediately. That's our memorial page. And we also have a memorial fund for both those killed in the line of duty and those injured. If you'd like to participate or donate, we ask you to go to our website at privateofficer.com and click on the memorial fund page. It's a worthy cause. There are a lot of private security officers in our country being injured every day. You can also take a look at the 2009 statistical report of the officers killed in the line of duty as well as injured. It's very interesting. I think it'll be an eye-opener for those of you not familiar with the security industry. It's not as it used to be back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Security today is much more proactive, which means it's much more hands-on. And definitely that unfortunately puts the private officer in the position of being injured or even having to lay down his own life to protect his client's property and staff members and visitors to the property. Security today is revolving, ever-evolving. It's changing, and we'll be talking more about that in an upcoming show. But today, we want to talk about something that has crossed my desk overnight that is very, very disturbing. This incident is going to really have resounding effects not only in security, but in the retail industry. And for those of you who may not belong to our email news alert system, you may not have read this or heard about it in the news. A private security officer, or I guess I'll call him a guard, in Memphis, Tennessee, over the weekend, is accused of raping a shoplifter that he took into custody at the Kroger's shopping center on Poplar, in the Poplar Plaza shopping center on the east side of Memphis. The security officer has been identified as Gerald Hill, and he was working at the Kroger's grocery store there in Memphis. And allegedly, of course, we don't know if all the facts have been sorted out yet, but allegedly, we'll say at this time, the plainclothes security guard and a uniform guard brought two young women to an office area at the Kroger store. And while in the Kroger store office, they frisked and searched both females looking for the items they allegedly stole. According to a police report that I saw just about an hour ago, neither of the suspected shoplifters had any merchandise on them. According to the report, after Mr. Hill did not find any evidence of stolen merchandise, he sent the uniform guard and the second female person that had been apprehended downstairs to supposedly wait for the police while he further interrogated the second suspect. Now, according to the information that I've read, not only from the police report, the release that has been given to the media earlier today, and numerous news articles, after the uniform guard and the second female supposed shoplifter left to wait for police downstairs, the plainclothes guard, Mr. Hill, then proceeded to fondle and rape the female. The female has been identified to be 24 years old. She, according to her statement, was frightened. She was afraid of going to jail. She was afraid of what might happen to her physically if she did not comply with Mr. Hill's demands. But what makes this even more grossly disgusting is that after security officer, security guard Hill raped this young lady, he then called her a number of times and evidently threatened her. Police arrested Mr. Hill. He's been charged with felony rape. He has also been charged with assault by an authority figure. Now, we won't go into all the details as to the statutes of rape in Tennessee, but if any of this is true, and from all information, reports, and evidence that I've seen thus far, it does appear to be, this character needs to be locked up for a long, long time. Having worked in loss prevention myself for many years, I can tell you that this is going to put a black eye on security, loss prevention, and even retail store owners who take it upon themselves to apprehend shoplifters themselves. First of all, when you're in loss prevention and you have a shoplifter in custody, you never interview them by yourself. There's always a store associate or a manager present. How this came to be at the Kroger store, I don't have a clue, and I hope to learn more information as time goes on. But this is just outrageous. This is conduct beyond outrageous. And as far as I'm concerned, I hope that Kroger is party to any civil litigation that might come about. I hope that they learn some lessons and that change their policies. When a shoplifter is detained, that shoplifter should never be alone with the store representative, whether it be security or an employee, a manager, it doesn't matter. Mr. Hill, by the way, security guard Hill, was employed by Security Point Security in Memphis, Tennessee. He was not an employee of Kroger's itself, but he was a contracted guard. So if you're familiar with Security Point, I hate to tell you not to work for them or not to hire them at this point, but you definitely need to research their background. We also, one more point that I'd like to bring out, we also found out that security guard Hill had already previously been charged with aggravated statutory rape, meaning that he raped someone physically and violently in 2006. Statutory rape, someone under the age of 17 in the state of Tennessee. And evidently, he got off with probation. How the security company did not find that in a background check, I'll never know. But evidently, they did not know about it. And he was hired and put in uniform and given a job. And in the case of the Kroger incident, he was actually working as a plain clothes guard at the store. But you can read more about it in our daily news blog at privateofficernews.wordpress.com. Right now, I'd like to give you a few contacts for us. If you're interested in contacting us while we're on the air, you can send us an email right now, and we'll read it on the air We'll be glad to receive it. You can send it to radio@privateofficer.com. That's radio@privateofficer.com, and we'll share that email with our listeners. You can also join us anytime, day or night, at privateofficer.ning.com. That's our forums and social network site. That will soon be changing to another location, but you can join us now at privateofficer.ning.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for those of you who like to tweet. We also participate in that social network. You can find us on Twitter at Twitter/privateofficer. You can also come be our fan at Facebook/privateofficer.com. And that's some of our social networking and contacts that we participate in. So if you'd like to find out more about us, you can find us at those locations or on our own website at privateofficer.com, www.privateofficer.com. For those of you who might be listening today for the first time, you may be unfamiliar with who Private Officer International is. I want to spend just a couple of minutes, explaining who we are and how we came about. And then in a few minutes, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in and become part of the show live here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Private Officer started in 2004, initially as the National Association of Private Officers, an association that's primarily geared toward the frontline private security officer, loss prevention agent, school security officer, campus police, investigators, and we also have many loss prevention directors, law enforcement officers from all levels, including federal, that are members. But the association began as a way to better train and network private security officers across the country. through the Private Officer Association, or at that time the National Association of Private Officer Association, we were also able to better recognize security officers who performed their duties above and beyond what was expected of them by honoring them with wall certificates and plaques. We also began offering products as a way of helping private security personnel. In 2009, the National Association of Private Officers changed its name and its scope and goals to a far more reaching network beyond the borders of the United States. And we're very happy today to tell you that as of right now, the association has members in about 9 countries. And so now Private Officer is Private Officer International, because we know that security officers, regardless of what country they may be in, whether it be Canada or Africa, Italy, the UK, it doesn't matter. Security officers basically have the same type of duties. They have the same consequences that happen on their job. They face the same dangers, same frustrations, the same problems with training, and the same problems with recognition, and the same problems with getting paid a reasonable amount of money for the work that they do. And so jointly now, we have encompassed all private security personnel throughout the world. And because of that, we've been able to network with some unique security companies who offer very different type of services in different parts of this world. We've been able to offer training that is not available in some areas. And we're just really excited about the opportunities that we have here. We're really excited about how far reaching we have already reached out. We've really touched a lot of people, and we're very touched today knowing that this small organization is accomplishing great things already and looking forward to accomplishing so much more. For those of you who may not be a member of the association, I encourage you today, not only as the executive director of the Private Officer International Association, but as a 35-year veteran of the security industry, I encourage you to join the association. It's only $35 a year. That is much cheaper than several other organizations for security officers whose names will remain anonymous at this time. But for $35 a year, there are so many benefits that you will have, much more than any security organization, and for much less. And this is just a partial list I'd like for you to listen to now, just a partial list of some of the things that you will receive as a member of Private Officer International. Like any organization, you'll get a certificate of membership and a membership ID card for your wallet. But you will also receive a free will and testament that is state-specific and updated yearly with your membership renewal. This is something that is valued at $250. You will also receive 24-hour counseling employee assistance program provided by Chaplains on Call. It is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency chaplain service. This is just not for someone who's having a religious issue. This is someone who needs counseling for domestic situations, financial situations, maybe illness in the family or a recent death. Our chaplains are on call to assist you, both via the internet, on the telephone, and through a network there in your own hometown. Another great benefit that the association offers is free legal letters written and assisting you with contract reviews, law lookup. We're not attorneys, but we do have a legal staff of paralegals and an attorney on standby, and there's just a number of things that we can do for you to help you understand something that maybe you're trying to sign a contract, a lease, or some other legal document that you're not familiar with. We also offer hotel and auto rental discounts. We have equipment discounts, security newsletters. We have regional seminars, and you have discounts to training. You have discounted website-based training. We offer just a whole bunch of benefits as a member. We have a recognition, officer recognition program, awards for things that you do. All you have to do is submit that information, and a whole bunch more. And for $35 a year, I think it's a bargain myself. I don't think that you can beat it. If you'd like to find out more, please go to our website. Once again, it's www.privateofficer.com, and just click on the Security Association web page there. We're very excited today about everything that is happening here at Private Officer. We're very excited to be able to tell you today about another new aspect of the association. If you have not heard yet, or you have not read, Private Officer International has begun opening area chapters, and we have a list of locations that we are looking at opening up chapters. They may not be physical offices per se, but if you've ever been a member of any clubs like the Lions Club or the Masonaries or other things of that nature, you know that they will often have an area chapter, and they will hold meetings every month, and sometimes in hotels or restaurants and things of that nature. And so Private Officer is opening chapters, and you can have one in your area. And there are six goals of the chapter. The chapter is not just for socializing. It's not a social network per se. But there are six basic and very important goals to having the chapter. Number one, training. The chapter will be used to train. And every month there will be a scheduled training. There will be a speaker from various companies that will be involved. The second goal is networking. We definitely want to network with area security agencies, proprietary security personnel, and others involved in the security industry, along with law enforcement. We're going to be working very close with law enforcement from both municipal, state, and federal levels. Also, we'll be using the area chapters for recruitment. It's very important that you become a member of Private Officer International Association, and those that you work with and those that you know and anyone listening to my voice today. And we're going to discuss the reason why you need to be an association member on a show next Wednesday. Next Wednesday show, we'll be talking about the importance of being an association member. The fourth goal of having a chapter will be community involvement. We're going to be known in the community. We'll take an active role in areas where they need assistance. It may be cleaning up after a storm has passed. It may be helping a family. We don't know. We'll be talking about this in our management meetings, and we'll be discussing how exactly we'll be involved, but we will be involved in your community as an association. The fifth goal of opening the chapter will be because of support for our local officers, both members and non-members, to help those who are injured in the line of duty, or in the extreme case, those who are killed in the line of duty to be a support to their families. And it's very important that we support each other, because if we don't, who will? The sixth goal is to oversee local law changes, things that may need to be addressed. Maybe an issue happening in your local community, or maybe something in your state that needs to be changed, having to do with either security or the involvement of the law itself. And we'll be reviewing that as well. If you'd like to know more about the chapter that is opening in your area, I want to invite you right now to be part of a conference call that we'll be having Thursday night. That's tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can participate in this by dialing this phone number. You might want to grab a pen and jot this down. It's area code 712-432-0800. Again, that number is area code 712-432-0800, and you will need a PIN number when you reach that number. And just punch in 843-081. Again, that PIN number is 843-081. And we'll be talking about the chapters and everything that it involves and how you can become involved, and if you're interested in being an area manager, how you can participate in the process of opening up your area chapter. Right now, if you'd like to send an email to me, you can do so at radio@privateofficer.com. In about 3 or 4 minutes, we'll also be opening up the phone lines. If you'd like to participate live, we'll invite you to do that. If there's any topics that you'd like to discuss within reason, we'll be happy to do that as well. Try to keep them within security or law enforcement topic or something that has to do with a private officer. And we'll be glad to talk to you about the topics that you'd like to discuss. A few other topics right now that I'd like to discuss with you is the Private Officer Training Division offers 40 individual training courses that you can take online, at home, at work, in your spare time, at your discretion, whenever, wherever. These courses, individual courses, are very inexpensive, just $20. We can also, our training division will be happy to gear a course toward your specific needs if you'll write them at trainingdivisionprivateofficer.com, trainingdivisionprivateofficer.com, and tell them what your needs are. Our trainers are experienced, certified law enforcement and private security, many years of experience. They'll be happy to come up with something that meets your needs. 40 individual topics right now are available. We're looking to expand that to 100 within the next few months. But we also offer a number of certification courses. Certification courses are very valuable for not only your day-to-day duties, but for promotional reasons. If you have aspirations of staying in the industry and progressing from your position, whatever it might be, to management, you're going to need as much training as possible. You can become a Certified Asset Protection Professional, CAPP, right now. If you're a member of Private Officer, the cost to you is just $75. If you are a non-member, the cost is just $129. That's a very inexpensive training. It entails numerous modules of training and a final exam. We've had this certification training reviewed by two well-respected security consultants and directors, and they have both given it a thumbs up. We are constantly critiquing it, constantly rewriting various areas of it and making it better. In about 2 to 3 weeks, this training will be interactive on the website. You'll be able to have your own private classroom with a passcode, and all of your training and exams will be done in your specific classroom, and you only will have access to it. So it's pretty exciting. We're very excited about all that's going on here at Private Officer. And if you're a member, I hope that you appreciate all that's being done. You have a lot of opportunities that most security personnel do not have right now. I'd also like to take this time to mention the death, the most recent death of a private security officer. And this occurred over the weekend in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a very tragic, unnecessary death of this young man. He was working at the Bank of America building in downtown Baltimore. The security officer was standing out front of the bank at around 2:30 in the morning, at which time a person, who I believe was a woman, came up to him and asked for his assistance. Evidently, she had been harassed, possibly at a nearby club, because this bank was located near the downtown club area. And security officer Ball tried to assist her when a vehicle drove up and a confrontation ensued, and security officer Ball was shot and killed. James Ball, 37, of Baltimore, Maryland. I'd like for you to remember his family today, and you can go to our memorial page at www.privateofficer.com, officer down, and you can read more about him and others who have been killed in the line of duty. We are just very, very sad, really, because of all of the security officers being killed. But it's part of the job, unfortunately, and as more security officers are involved with hands-on type security, unfortunately, these things will continue to happen. We'd like to open up our lines to you right now. If you'd like to call in and become part of our show, please feel free to dial in at area code 347-426-3807. Again, that number is area code 347-426-3807, or you can send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com, and we'll be happy to share that on air. We hope that you will call in, become part of our live show. Again, our show is scheduled every Wednesday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, live one-hour talk radio, Private Officer Talk Radio Network. And each show will have different topics. We'll review the news, the security and police news of the week. And we'll be telling you of all the exciting things going on at the Private Officer International Association offices as well. If you'd like to talk to us today live, you can call in at 347-426-3807. 347-426-3807. I realize that many of you got notice of this impending show just within the last day or so, and you may be at work today because it is obviously a work day, Wednesday, the 24th of February. But if you do not have a chance to listen to us live, you can always join us anytime, day or night, as you have time, as a podcast, or you can listen to us streaming on the net at www.privateofficer.com. Well, while we wait for someone out there to call us, let me reiterate a couple of things about the training aspect, which is one of the key areas of privateofficer.com. We believe that in order for you to be able to perform your job, not only as your employer would like for you to do, but also to save your life, you need training. And sometimes, unfortunately, that training is not provided by your employer. So we have come up with a way to offer some of the best training possible, regardless of where you are, and you can take it at any time, day or night, online, at your convenience, for a very reasonable cost to you. And as I was saying earlier, you can also have a course designed specifically for you. If we don't have that course right now available to you, our training division will design that for you and be happy to put something together. Our certification courses are top-notch, and they will help you in your everyday duties as well as in your endeavors to be promoted. The security industry is not, like I said earlier, not like it used to be years ago. It is growing. It is exciting at times. It is challenging. It is ever-changing. And it can be profitable if you're in business for yourself or you are working for one of the larger companies in a managerial position. So you don't have to be stuck as a guard on the third shift at a warehouse all alone. You can, if you are interested in making private security a career, you can see yourself out of that position rather quickly and move into a supervisory role or managerial role, and you can realize the benefits, the financial rewards of being in private security. In fact, just in the last year, six police chiefs quit their jobs as police chiefs of their city, including the Los Angeles police chief, quit to work for a private security company. Many law enforcement officers are making the same move because they see the opportunity. They know that private security is the up-and-coming employment. They know that private security is growing and the opportunities are real, and they know that they can make more money, to be honest with you, in the private sector. And many, many law enforcement officers are jumping ship and going from a career in law enforcement to a career in private security. So if you are working in private security right now, or you want to work in private security right now, now is the opportune time. And you don't have to work for $6 or $7 an hour. You can make $15, $20, $25, $30 an hour. You can make a excellent living in the private security industry, but you have to have the education, you have to have the experience, you have to have the training. And, you know, if you don't have that and you're not with an employer who offers that, then I encourage you to go to privateofficer.com and go to the training division and see what's available for you there. I also encourage you to read books and to enroll in community college and get a degree in criminal justice or homeland security, because that will help you progress in your endeavors to make the private security industry your chosen career path. Right now, we'd like to invite you to call in if you have any questions about the Private Officer Association, or you'd like to make a comment about the security guard who was arrested at Kroger's for rape or any other security or law enforcement topic. Please call us now at area code 347-426-3807. Again, that number is area code 347-426-3807. We only have a few minutes, about 3 minutes left of today's show. But if you're listening, we want to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining us in today's kind of inaugural show. After being absent for several months, it feels good to be back on the radio. Even if you're not calling in, we hope that you'll be with us Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the next live show. Please tell your coworkers and your friends to join us. You'll be glad that you did. Each show will have exciting information, exciting news. We'll share the week in security and police activity, and we'll talk about the crime news of the week as well. So if you are listening to us today, thank you again. Please tell your cohorts, your coworkers, send out an email to all your friends and make sure that they know that we are now back on the radio. And we'd love for them to join us here every Wednesday and Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. if you're in the Central Zone. Private Officer International Association is growing, growing fast. We're excited. If you're not a member yet, we, again, cordially invite you to join. It's just $35 a year. You can go to the website at www.privateofficer.com, and you can join for just $35. It's really very little money for so much that you're going to get in benefits, support, networking, training, and there's just so much that you will have as a member of Private Officer. Our show is almost over for today, and again, this is kind of our first show, our first time on the air after a long time, so it may not have gone as smooth as we had hoped, but if you've listened to us live, we're glad that you did. Again, you can join us 24 hours a day at privateofficer.com. You can listen to all of our shows there at any time, day or night. Also, be part of our forums. If you'd like to network with other private security personnel, join us at privateofficer.ning.com. Follow us on Twitter at Twitter Private Officer, or be a fan at Facebook privateofficer.com. Thank you again for joining us. We hope that you have a safe rest of the week. Be blessed in all that you do. If you have any questions at any time, please email us at radioprivateofficer.com, radioprivateofficer.com. You can also follow our news every day, Sunday through Saturday, without fail, at privateofficernews.wordpress.com. You can also sign up to be part of our news blast, Anytime there's a news happening in the security world, we'll send you an email alert. Sign up today at adminassistprivateofficer.com. That's A-D-M-I-N assist at privateofficer.com. We'll be sure to put you in the e-news database and send you an alert anytime a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty, or anytime big news is happening in the world. We'll send you quick update. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. We're glad that you've been listening. We're glad that you've joined us. Please tell your friends. If you're not a member of the association, I cordially invite you to join today at privateofficer.com. Thank you so much. God bless. Be safe. We'll be seeing you on Sunday, 4 p.m.